What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today, you should register right now, the Blue Hill Public Library is sponsoring a two-session Asian calligraphy workshop with local artist Frederica Marshall. The first session is today at 1 p.m., the second session next Saturday. You can experience the flow of the wind off the tip of the brush in this Asian calligraphy workshop. Beginners with no experience are welcome, but experts are welcome too. In this first class, this afternoon at 1, you'll learn the 10 basic strokes and brush order of Japanese and Chinese calligraphy with a brush pen and brush and ink. Go to bhpl.net to register. Please join us for Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance Gather Series event. On Wednesday, January 15th at 6 p.m., join MWPA members and friends as we gather at one of several locations around the state. Full disclosure, I'd promote this event anyway, but I am one of the hosts here in Blue Hill, where we meet at Marlantini's. Are you closer to Bangor? They meet at Sea Dog Brewing. In Topsom, they meet at Sea Dog Brewing too, only it's the one near them. You can also gather in Presque Isle, Lubeck, Waterville, or online. These are usually good opportunities to complain about writer's block, meet people in the biz of writing and publishing, or show off your latest achievement. You can find out all the details at mainewriters.org. Have you wondered about Art Waves in Bar Harbor? Art Waves is currently home to three visual arts studios where people of all skill levels can dabble or hone their skills in sculpture, figure drawing, painting, mosaics, printing, fiber arts, and more. Classes and workshops allow participants to learn techniques from artists, instructors in the area, and beyond. The state-of-the-art dance studio offers a variety of movement classes for expression, fitness, and fun. Now you can find the full schedule of events at artwavesmdi.org. And what about CAMPS? Do you know what CAMPS stands for? Community Artist and Makers Program Series. It's an initiative of the Haystack Mountain School of Crafts on Deer Isle and offers dynamic programming, including community-based education and collaboration in crafts and making. The series takes place in the Deer Isle Village Studio, not the campus, which is way down the island. Haystack offers diverse programs and workshops that extend beyond digital design to embrace traditional craft techniques. These activities emphasize skill development, knowledge exchange, and innovation, fostering inspiration within the local community and nurturing future makers, artists, and designers. CAMPS programs include project-based and online CAD workshops, plus make-and-takes and open labs. Go to haystack-mtn.org for their schedule of workshops this winter. On Friday, the 17th, at Northeast Harbor Library, there's an open mic featuring an eclectic mix of music, poetry, storytelling, and performance. Hosted by MCs Rick and Beth, folks of all ages are invited to perform and enjoy the talents of friends and neighbors in the library's cozy event space. Coffee and refreshments are available by donation. Registration is encouraged, but not required. That's Friday at Northeast Harbor Library. And bring a friend. It makes trying a new thing so much easier. Let's talk about book clubs, book groups, whatever name you want to use. Just don't slip up and call it wine club. I'm pretty sure the library-sponsored book meetings don't include wine, so you're less likely to make that mistake than, say, I was. So many public libraries offer book clubs. Check your local library first, but if they don't have one, you could look at Blue Hill, Ellsworth, Brooklyn, Northeast Harbor, Bangor. Some have online options, so you don't even have to leave your house. Maine Public Radio offers a virtual book club, too, so there's no excuse to not join at least one. If you don't know how to get online for a Zoom book group, ask at the library. Most of the libraries offer tech help. And again, get a friend to join you. It'll make it that much more fun. Remember to double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?